what happens when two fashion and beauty obsessed EICs get together to share secrets, talk shop, and spill some tea. I'm Janine Mascarella, editor-in-chief of Beautify.tips by KISS.
And I'm Vanessa Coppas, CEO and editor-in-chief of Bella Magazine. Welcome to the B2B, a beauty and lifestyle podcast.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of our lovely little beauty and lifestyle podcast. I'm Janine Mascarella, editor-in-chief of Beautify.tips, and I'm here with Vanessa Coppas, who is editor-in-chief and the CEO of Bella Magazine. Before we actually get into today's episode, I just wanted to take a moment to thank everyone for all the follows, all of our support, all of the likes, all of the shares, all of the downloads for the podcast. Vanessa, do you agree with me? Are we so grateful?
It's been so amazing. And, you know, this little thing that you and I decided to, you know, pursue together has been nothing short of amazing. I mean, we get to engage with our community in a very special way. It's just been a really, really fun roller coaster ride. And I can't wait, you know, to continue on this journey with you for sure. So thank you, everyone.
So today, on today's episode, I'm just going to walk you through some of the things we are going to talk about today. So I definitely want to talk about my favorite nail trend, which is the minimalist mani. So I'm going to tell you why it's the perfect nail trend to transition you from winter to spring. And I'm going to talk about some hair care products that I'm loving. And for those of you who love reality shows, Vanessa, I think you have some amazing news to share, which I don't even know the full details. So we're going to get into all of that. If you're a reality show lover, you're going to want to stick around. So Vanessa, you ready to get into it?
Let's do this. Let's roll.
Excellent. So I would love to start with that. So I know you shared some news on social media. And I'm going to give the mic over to you. Please tell us all.
So, you know, I don't mean with any, you know, to take anything away from reality TV shows and reality show. They have their place. They're extremely entertaining. I've had the pleasure of meeting many talents over the years in working with Bella and highlighting, you know, profiling a lot of the special characters that we get to see and have become part of like our go-to binge-worthy shows. But the reality is that, you know, with Bella, there has always been that pull towards more reality TV and stars in general, right? And I do have to say, you know, I've had the pleasure of hosting a few events with them, and it's been amazing. And I've gotten to really connect with some really incredible people over the years. So we decided that it was time to launch our own version of reality TV news and scoop and share not just, you know, a fabulous cover, but also the ins and outs of, you know, these people's lives. A lot of these talents actually have established businesses, and they have, you know, legitimate things that are happening in their lives outside of the show. And it's really interesting when you get to see that other side of a lot, especially the women. Like, I'm always so, I feel myself empowered, right? Like when I, oh my God, look at this one. She, aside from the show, or she's used this platform to really build a name for herself and a brand and a business that really supports, you know, her, her family, her dreams. And it's really, really commendable. So you're not going to get the gossip, because we do not, we will never be that type of publication. However, you will get the insider scoop. We'll get exclusives. We just shot our premiere edition cover. That's why I'm here in LA. We are launching April 1st, and I'm pumped.
I love it. And I love the fact that it is, it's celebrating reality stars, not snitching on them. Okay. So I love that aspect. And I'm not sure if you know this already, but I am a huge reality show fan.
Like, I've known.
I mean, a lot of times, like, I feel like whenever like a new season comes out, I'm like, my reality show dance card is so full right now. Like, I have to DVR them. I mean, I have very little room to add a new show, but sometimes, you know, I'm always willing to accept a new show in my life. Mm-hmm. But So I am not only going to be so excited to read the publication, but you know, I'm going to be a huge fan and a reader, and I can't wait to see what you have lined up and events.
And I mean, we of course we're having events. And that's the thing, right? Like it's media can no longer deny that reality TV has its place. And mm-hmm. You know, there are people who have been, you know, just monetizing, building up a rapport for years. You know, you have for example, Teresa Giudice, who has been on TV for how long? You know, as far as I can remember, we're going over 20 years, and she's still, a relevant fixture. So they have their place. They have their cult following. They have their community, and it, to your point, it is about celebrating everything that they've accomplished and all the positive things that they have brought to not just entertainment but to other people's lives. Because you know, I was very heartened and excited to meet Dolores Catania when we hosted an event with her last year, and she mm-hmm. was nothing short of gracious and amazing and just an incredible person to work with. So I will say our premiere issue will be graced by Mary and Romaine Bonnet from Selling Sunset. And
yay, I love them.
They are our Hollywood issue edition of a Bella Insider. And we're hosting a fabulous event with them here. So I'm thrilled.
That's amazing. And I watched the show. I'm a huge fan of the show. I love them both. I think they're an amazing couple. I just feel like there's like such a sweetness about her that I like. Yeah, I mean,
and
she's like
just
powerful.
Like that in person. Like it was honestly, it was unbelievable to work with them. And they are just, and he is so funny. He is, and gorgeous. I mean, come on.
I know. Like it's like Ken and Barbie. Like it's like insane. I know.
Unbelievable.
But, well, congratulations. You know that I'm the biggest fan of anything that you do. So I'm excited to see
likewise,
how this
girl, like, come on.
Okay. So now we're going to move over to some beauty stuff. So, you know, I'm always keeping tabs, you know, I work at Kiss, so I'm always keeping tabs on the hottest nail trends. So, beautify.tips, you know, I have a big feature article on, my favorite, nail trends to transition you from winter to spring. And it's the Minimalist Mani, which is like, you know, it's just like a fun name for like the sheer, soft, subtle kind of look to your nails. All the pinks and the nudes and like really kind of like going easy on the nail art. But if you do like the glitz, the one exciting thing about the minimalist nail trend is that you can have glitter, but glitter is just kind of grown up. So the sparkle.
I like it. Yeah.
It's like very strategically placed sparkles and rhinestones and things like that. But I'm very excited that that this is kind of like a trend for spring, just because sometimes like I don't like the over the top bold, you know, I feel like it kind of just like goes with any outfit. So the Minimalist Mani, you can check it out on beautify.tips. And I also wanted to talk about like hair care. So like I have no connection with this company that I want to talk about. I've never emailed them. It's not sponsored, but my daughter had, she took an online quiz and she said that she wanted to, I don't know, maybe you've tried it. It's a company called Pros, which it's a shampoo, it's a hair care brand, and you take an online quiz and then you personalize everything about what you're getting, anything from it, you know, what your hair texture is like, what scent you like. And then she asked me, she's like, can I use your credit card? I'm going to like do this like little online quiz and get this shampoo and conditioner. I was like, oh my God, like what now? Like I have a million shampoos and conditioners, but I've been using it and I absolutely love it. It's like personalized hair care. I have no connection with the brand at all, but really, really good. Just wanted to like share that with everyone.
Yeah.
And you can really just like fine tune and customize and personalize your hair care. And they have like serums and masks and like, based on your hair type, not just like a amazing. Universal. Well,
that's amazing. Yeah. That's really good. I also feel like consumers are getting savvier in that way, where they are really paying attention to, you know, not buying so much into the trends, but really pursuing things that can really, you know, are catered or manufactured for their hair. And it's really important. You know, we think that every strand of hair is the same, and it's really not. So then you can go in, take a quiz, and really basically get something catered to you. It's really, really exciting. And I'm going to look into that one.
It's very, very good. And I actually think like it really helped.
Well, your hair looks fabulous. I'm sporting like weekend hair over here because I really I've been traveling so much over the past few weeks that a little messy bun is what's working today.
Yeah, no, sometimes that's what you got to go with. But and we since it's been I know you've been on the go, you've been out and about, so we haven't really caught up, but I kind of just want to do a quick touch base on any like highlights from Fashion Week, because we didn't talk about Fashion Week at all. I did a fun event during Fashion Week. It was called the Creators Loft, and it was hosted by College Fashionista. And I did a masterclass for Press on Falsies with Renny Vasquez, who was like an amazing celebrity makeup artist. And I actually saw some of your content creators there.
My girls were there. Very sweet. Obsessed. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, you posed for a quick selfie. And so that was fun. And it was, you know, basically kind of just giving all the up and coming creators just like the skills on how to use and press on falsies. And it was like really fun. And when I was like, it was kind of like surreal, because when I was walking in, there was like this line down the block. And as I'm walking in, kind of like not really realizing or thinking, like people were like, oh my God, look who's here. And I'm turning around, like, look who's here, who's here? Like, wow, who's here? And like, they were talking about me. It was like,
I'm an avatar. Miss Avatar. I mean, come on.
So that was like really, really fun. But so tell me, what was your highlight from Fashion Week?
I have to be honest. This season, the February shows are not my favorite. It is cold. It is treacherous to get to. There are multiple things happening. I think Fashion Week has changed over, especially, you know, after the pandemic, tremendously. I do look forward to September Fashion Week. I think I have not just more energy, but a lot more fun. I think that there are designers who are doing a lot more when it comes to the September shows. However, I was able to connect, with one of my clients, and we're headed to Vancouver Fashion Week because of it. So kind of like one thing led to the other. So it's a way to basically, you know, designers to expand their horizons and to network with industry pros. I'm always like, you know, enamored by indie designers. I feel like I always say this about not just fashion brands, but beauty brands also. You know, the big names get the big press, they get the hits, they have the budgets to really go all out. But then you come across new up and coming people, some really, really fun and really cool stuff. So I had the opportunity to go to the Fashion Collective for an entire day on Saturday. And it was just really wonderful to just see, you know, all of these talents that, you know, maybe you have never heard of, but just to, and this emerging talent that had some really beautiful pieces and some interesting designs. So I would say that was my highlight, to really get to experience some, you know, new names and new faces that I had not yet heard of or seen.
I love like discovering hidden gems, whether it be fashion or beauty. It's always so fun. And that's like just kind of discovering a new brand that doesn't necessarily have the budget to do all these like huge campaigns. Yeah. But doesn't mean like they're not as worthy.
Correct. So. Yeah. No, it was definitely a lot of fun.
Awesome. But I know you've been kind of like really out and about. It's funny because one of like the very popular articles that I wrote about, sometimes like we do some like wellness trends, and one of like the biggest wellness trends for 2024, which is not really a trend. It's silly to even call it a trend, but it's like the JOMO, like the joy of missing out. So I actually really always have JOMO. I love piecing out on certain things, and just like on a Friday night, just like hanging home in my pajamas and things like that. Like, what's your take on the joy of missing out? Do you?
So I have to be honest, I am looking forward to, I just shared with you before we started recording that I have to head back here in a few days. And I've been kind of like running on low for a few weeks. And to your point, I don't know that people realize how much we actually look forward to these days where it's like, I'm good. I'm home in my PJs wrapped in a blanket. Like I'm okay. Because this is work for us, right? Like it's turned into, and listen, don't get me wrong. I don't take it for granted. I am excited about, you know, all of these incredible opportunities. The events are always so much fun. I love getting dressed up and all the things. But when I look at my calendar and there is a week where I'm like, okay, I can send, you know, someone from my team to that. Like, I don't personally have to be a part of it. I'm honestly relieved and right. That I'm able to just refuel. Even this morning, I was actually looking forward to the potential of not having to do a face. But then, of course, I was like, okay, we have to record. I got to put a face on momentarily. And then I'm meeting a few people before I head back to the East Coast. But I look forward to the days where, you know, I get to just wear sweats and show up in my office in, you know, no makeup, a messy bun and some sneakers, because it is beneficial for your health to have those down days. So Jomo, you know, I know that especially in this industry, when you're trying to make a name for yourself and you're trying to obviously get out there and network and let people see you, just allow yourself some grace also in the process and know that there's always an event. There is always something going on. If there's something specific to like your career or your job, et cetera, that you have to do, et cetera, of course, you're going to have to show up. But also know that we look at our calendar sometimes and I'm like, how is it possible that there's literally something every day, every hour for the next 2 weeks? Like, it's just a lot. Like, it can be a lot. So I'm of the school of PJs. PJs and reality TV shows any day, you know, like let's for sure. I enjoy the joy of missing out. I'm good with it.
Same. So, okay, so now the beauty journalist in me has to ask, because you're traveling, you're in LA, I see you in airports and on Instagram, kind of just packing bags. Mm-hmm. I need to know, what do you travel with beauty wise?
Oh my God. You know what? I will.
Please.
Literally. This is my go-to travel when it's like a short trip. Oh. This bag is called the Speculux bag.
I need that. This is cool.
It's a woman owned, like basically like briefcase, which you can, and it actually converts. I didn't bring the wheels. You can actually like insert it and it will act like your carry-on luggage. But I will show you this. These are actually participants of our beauty awards. And this is called the it's from the brand called Backsmart. And Janine.
Okay.
Can I tell you, game changer? Let me just show you. Game changer. Okay.
Oh my goodness. Great. Okay. So for those,
when you ask me what I travel with, I will never not travel with my Backsmart.
Oh my God.
Literally my entire vanity set, my makeup, all of my toiletries, everything. And then it rolls up, right? It rolls up and you zip it up and boom, you're gone. You're done. It's the best thing
ever. Can you send me the link to that? I'm going to link to this in our recap notes and also on social, because like,
Best thing ever. So I literally, and you know, you because especially I'm taking multiple trips sometimes in a week, I don't even have to pack it. I can just take it out of my bag when I get home, hang it up, you know, near my own vanity and use what I need to use. And then when I'm ready to go, roll it back up and like out the door. It's the best thing ever.
Okay, I need that. So can you just tell me like what's like one thing or two things you have inside that bag? You know, I'm not gonna let you off the hook.
Of course. No. I discovered this new concealer that I'm genuinely loving. It is literally BU, I Beautiful BU Skin Perfecting Concealer. It's luminous. It goes on so amazingly like light. I'm always very self-conscious about my dark circles. I think every woman who gets them is. But it is unbelievable. I do swear, of course, by my Maybelline eraser, my magic eraser. I call them the magic erasers because they're called the instant age rewind. These are also great. But honestly, this little baby, because of its size, because you can pack it up and put it in whatever, you know, makeup bag you have, it's also great. What else? Oh my God. I have so much.
Yeah. I know. So you know, I'm always like going to.
You know what I do have? What I do pack? The travel products from, the curling iron that we both love. Hold on.
Oh, Beach Waver.
From the Beach Waver.
Yeah.
All of their travel, all of their travel products come in like travel sizes. Obsessed. Yeah. They're in this bag and when I tell you, you can fit like 2 months worth of stuff in here and just literally roll it back up and like go. It's the best thing ever.
I need that.
Yeah. So I mean, and obviously there's more stuff in there, but those are like my go-tos and I never leave home without any of those products because I just love it. And this is like my go-to baby. So
I'm excited. I would need to know this thing.
You know what I want to share? Because I do want to share with this because of your beauty journalist, but also your obsession with fragrances and perfumes. I was last week in the Dominican Republic back home and for whatever reason, and I think it's like because I've been so like connected to my family lately. We have, an ill family member and I've just kind of been back and forth and whatnot. I rediscovered Chanel No. 5 and I am obsessed with it. And it just so happened that when I visited my mom, but that's been my mom's fragrance since I was a little girl. Like whenever I smell Chanel No. 5, that's her go-to. Well, every time I get her a gift, she always asks for like Chanel No. 5. And we were talking about it and I said, I don't know what it is. I think it just reminds me of you. It reminds me of home. It's like the same. She pulled out the big bottle that she had been saving in her closet for God knows how long. And she's like, here, mm-hmm. for you. And I'm like, hello, I'll take. It was just so now I am newly obsessed with Chanel No. 5. And it's my go-to fragrance for like the past month and a half. So there
I am. Oh my God. Yeah. I love it. I love it. I'm actually wearing like kind of an oldie but goodie too. It's actually not as iconic as Chanel No. 5, but I'm wearing Bond No. 9 and it's a scent called The Scent of Peace. Mm. I don't know if you ever smelled The Scent of Peace. It's called The Scent of Peace and it's in a purple bottle and it just literally smells so peaceful. Like I feel like tranquility all over me.
Yeah, you've always loved Bond No. 5. I smelled a few of her fragrances. They are really great. Definitely need
some of them are strong though.
Yeah. Some of them are really strong. Mm-hmm. But even Chanel No. 5 for me, like I felt like it was overpowering at times. In my head, I was like, it smells old lady-ish. But because fragrances, as I'm sure you know, and you've taught us over the years, they adapt to your own scent and they change. They don't smell the same way on everyone.
True.
I don't know what it is about it that it just kind of like brought me back and I started wearing it. And my husband like likes it. And anywhere I walk into, they're like, you smell so good. I'm like, okay, so I guess this one's it. Yeah. So.
Well, that's an iconic scent to wear again and rediscover. So I'm glad you're around. Also, what are you wearing in terms of like, what is that shirt? Is that a dress, a shirt? Like,
excuse me, ma'am. This is Miss Mama Wear. Let me just show you because honestly, people think it's a shirt and pants. Hmm? We're going to have to share the full video of this podcast. Yeah.
Know that.
It's a pantsuit. It is.
Oh my God.
Pantsuit. And people ask me if it's two separate pieces and I get stopped and pulled to the side. Like, what are you wearing?
And that is gorgeous.
Honest, since discovering this brand, I have been literally like I wear it everywhere because number one, it's easy. But number two, it looks amazing. It looks fabulous. And you're like literally ready to go wherever. I've been on air with some of her pieces. I've attended events. I've walked red carpets. We actually just put a few of the pieces on Mary Bonnet when we shot because they're just amazing. They feel like butter on your skin. And it is literally put on, zip up, and walk out the door because you look fabulous.
It looks so gorgeous. And it actually looks very comfortable, too. Like, that would be, like, a good
The material outfit. Is made from, imagine, like, if you were wearing your favorite yoga pants. Like, that's, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm in sweats right now. It's really amazing. And it's
all right. I see that.
Yeah.
When you stood up, like, your waist looks like ba-bam. So, okay. So, now I need to link to that. So, like, we're just going to just shop Vanessa. I'm going to have a section in this recap article that's just, like, shop Vanessa.
No, I'm telling you, BagSmart, game changer. You will never pack your makeup anyway again, any other way. And this bag, Execulux, it's just... These are my go-tos when I'm taking quick travel trips. I think to your point too, like, you know what I love the most is they're all women founded, created by women who had needs, right? Like us, like it needs to be functional. It needs to be fabulous, but it needs to be functional, right? So I'm just happy that, you know, I'm able to give them some love too and let other people know about their brands, especially Mama Bear, because honestly, like, packing, you don't even have to worry about them wrinkling because you literally pull it out of the bag and they're ready to wear. So it's all good stuff.
That's amazing. And also March 8th is International Women's Day. Mm-hmm. So we can celebrate the women run, women owned
brands for sure. Yeah.
Entrepreneurs. And I love having the ability to spotlight and celebrate women run businesses because, again, like what we were saying earlier, a lot of times the new independent brands that are coming up don't have the budget for these like big campaigns. So,
yeah.
Well, okay. So is there anything new?
How about you? You haven't shared your favorites. It can't just be all about what Vanessa likes. Go ahead.
Well, lately I've been like all like monochromatic. Like everything I wear lately is like...
Fabulous. This is fabulous. What are you wearing?
This top is Shopo. It's a brand called Shopo, which I buy all my denim maxi skirts from Shopo, and I can link to it as well. And the skirt is like 15 years old. I have no idea where I bought it. Like there's like no tag in it, but it just turns out it matched. Like it matched. So
wow, it looked bad.
My daughter said that she said I'm not allowed to buy another turtleneck bodysuit again because I have one in every single color. She's like, you have no colors left. I have no colors left to buy. She's like, you've bought every color of a turtleneck bodysuit there is.
You know I think that's a problem with people. I think there's a name for that. I do the same thing. Like if I find a shirt or a specific type of like thing that I like and it just looks good and it fits, like I will buy them in all the colors that I would wear them and then I'm done.
Yeah.
That's it. And then it looks like I'm wearing a uniform and I'll go to the office and because I'm just like on rotation.
so true.
I'm sorry. Make it easier. Come on. Like just make it easier. Make it fabulous, but make it easier. Right. Like that's what we're after. So that's why I love this brand. These jumpsuits come in different colors, but also different styles. So you also don't feel like you're wearing the same type of style every single time, but it is just easy. Like make it easier. Come on.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
Yeah.
That's why I love like a monochromatic look because like you don't like really have to like think too hard. It's like, okay, this goes with this and there you go. Like,
perfect.
I like things with like... I did treat myself to a pair of Louis Vuitton wedges that I bought yesterday.
Of course you did. Why wouldn't you? Yes.
It's funny because I sent a screenshot to my husband. I'm like, do you like these? And he's like, just buy them. Like he didn't even look. He didn't even look at the link. Like he's like, do they have your size? Because most of the time, like when Louis Vuitton comes out with their new, because I love Louis Vuitton shoes, when they come out with their new line of shoes or their new collection, my size is like a very common size. So that usually sells out very quickly. He didn't even look at the link. He said, do they have your size? And I said, yes, they have my size. He's like, just buy them. So I got a notice. They're arriving tomorrow morning. So yay, I'm excited. Man. You know, little small things in life.
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy them for sure.
Yeah, for absolutely. Sure. I think we can wrap it up unless you have any other news to share.
No, I think, you know, we're headed to Miami in next month also. And I'm honestly in the process of just trying to catch my breath with everything mm-hmm. that's been going on, because it's been quite a few things, you know, and projects and really great stuff, new partnerships, and trying to just take it all in, structure myself and my day in a way that I'm not overextending myself and I'm not, you know, depleting myself, because at the end of the day, that doesn't serve anyone. To your right. point of well-being and self-care, you know, I made it a point, even during this trip, you know, to sleep in. Like, I slept in every morning, like, which is not something that I typically do. But those are like the upsides of traveling, is where I will allow myself to just, you know, okay, you can breathe, because I don't have to get up to make breakfast for two kids. You know what I mean? When I'm away. So I just try to replenish myself in that way. And, you know, looking forward to amazing conversations with you and just, you know, incredible colleagues, that always just makes my day and my life better. So if you don't have any more updates, because I feel like we went through a marathon, there's a lot going on. But I hope that I get to see you at our next event. We're celebrating with Crystal Waters on March 19th, our Women of Influence cover party, and it's a house party. So 90s theme house party. So I'm excited.
Oh, wait, I did not know this. I did not know this.
I sent you the invite.
What? I don't think I received it.
Okay. So I'll resend it again.
Okay. Yes. I didn't, because you mentioned something about my dance moves at a house party. I'm like, what house party? Okay.
Well, that's the one. With all right. Water. We're going to go dance 100% pure love and for real with okay. her. Yeah.
And then we shall share our dance moves on the pod.
Love it.
All right. Thanks, Vanessa. Thanks for joining me.
And thank you everyone for listening. Until next time. Take care.
Thanks for hanging with us at the B2B. You can find all the details about the products, places, and people we mentioned on today's show on our websites. You can head to beautify.tips
or bellamedia.co. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter to be the first to know about upcoming events, amazing giveaways, or special announcements.
And be sure to follow us on all social media platforms. That's where we're going to share some behind-the-scenes moments, some selfies, exclusive content, and updates on future episodes. I'm Janine Mascarella on Instagram and Facebook. And then on Instagram and Facebook, beautify.tips. Beautify.tips is spelled out with the D-O-T.
And I'm Vanessa Kappas, and you can follow me at bellamag.co. We love and appreciate all your support. Please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Oh, and don't be shy. We'd love to hear your feedback, questions, suggestions, and all about your favorite things. If you leave us a voice message, we'll try to get it on air.